Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Akers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whit Wyatt. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Whit Wyatt. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy takes first base on ball four. Metzler moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a pop-up towards short. Akers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball four. Metzler moves to third. Clancy moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel takes first base on ball four. Metzler scores. Clancy moves to third. Calm moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Henry now pitching. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Alexander moves to second. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg strikes out. One out. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Metzler steals second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clancy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kham bunts towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Tate moves to second. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hargrave settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hargrave. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Tate scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Sissel steals second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers misplays the ball. That's an error on Akers. Sissel moves to third. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hargrave for a passed ball. Sissel scores. Kerr moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-1 in the game. Henry hits a pop-up towards short. Akers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stone. The throw from Berg and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to third. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tate bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Clancy scores. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-1 in the game. Akers takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to second. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. Akers moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Akers scores. One out. It's 5-4, White Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sissel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Sissel reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to third. Kerr moves to second. One out. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-2 in the game. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it and throws to home to get Sissel. Kerr moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Kerr scores. Henry moves to third. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Clancy hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Geringer hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tate bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 3 in the game. Henry hits a pop-up towards short. Akers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Stone moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Akers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stone scores. McManus moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Tigers, 6. Grady Adkins now pitching. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to second. Dutch Hoffman pinch hits for Doug Tate. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kaum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clancy scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 7-6, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sissel hits a fly ball towards right. Johnson catches it and throws to first to double up Kaum. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman now playing center field. Ted Lyons now playing right field. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Berg and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stone throws the ball into Akers who tags Kerr trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-3 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 7, Tigers, 7. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Akers hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr strikes out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-4 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sissel moves to second. Chick Autry pinch hits for Grady Adkins. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sissel scores. Berg moves to second. It's 8-7, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Berg moves to third. Autry moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and two walks. Clancy hits a pop-up towards short. Akers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Walsh now pitching. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Rice strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoffman who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoffman who is chasing the ball. Alexander reaches third base with a triple. Gehringer scores. It's White Sox, 8, Tigers, 8. Heinie Scubble pinch runs for Dale Alexander. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scubble scores. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.